Hi there guys, Ross again here with another alkaline video guide especially for you guys. So today we're going to be talking about the most cleansing alkaline foods. These are the foods that are going to get your body working optimally. It's going to cleanse your system, hydrate your cells, detoxify your body of stored fats, of stored acids, and ultimately have you feeling absolutely sensational both on the inside and on the outside. So I believe that doing an alkaline cleanse is the best, the fastest, and the most powerful way to get you flying towards your health goals. In fact, in most cases, really, doing a cleanse will get you to your health goal alone, whether that's losing weight or getting great digestion, putting muscle on, clear skin, more energy, getting rid of reflux, all of that stuff. Cleansing is absolutely fantastic for all of these types of goals. So if you incorporate these foods we're going to be talking today into your diet and into your lifestyle now as well, you're going to be feeling the benefits within days, because when you give your body the tools it needs to neutralize acids and eliminate toxins from your body, you will automatically start to get these benefits. All the things we've talked about, weight loss, muscle gain, because putting on muscle is 10 times harder when you've got an acidic body, so cleansing really helps with that process. Plus, of course, you're going to get that huge burst of energy that we all want and love. So if you want to be getting out of bed with loads of energy, loving your body, loving how your body feels, sleeping soundly at night, having that sustained energy throughout the day, then let's start focusing on these cleansing foods. They're going to cleanse your digestive system, your liver, all the component parts of your body that are going to have you looking and feeling, like I say, absolutely sensational within days of you starting to focus on these foods. So let's get into them now. So the super cleansing alkaline foods that we want to discuss today, we're going to start with avocados. So avocados are an excellent source of alkalinity and they're just fantastic for cleansing. They're actually classed as a fruit, of course, but they're one of the only truly alkaline fruits. Now, the reason I love avocados is because they contain a wide variety of phytonutrients, including a whole heap of names that I'm not going to try and pronounce, but they're up here on the slides at the moment. But they're also a great source of vitamin B6, C, and K. So the beauty of avocado is they're such a good source of healthy fats. Now, these healthy fats help speed the metabolism to reduce weight. They help promote healthy skin. And most importantly here, they help stimulate the cleansing actions of the digestive system. Avocados are also a great cleanser because they encourage the elimination of toxins from the bodies from the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, including vitamin A, D, E, and K. They also provide a great source of the super cool antioxidant glutathione. Now, glutathione is something that so few people have heard of, but it is so important. In fact, it's known as the master antioxidant, meaning that it recycles, reuses, and actually builds other antioxidants. According to the amazing Dr. Mark Hyman in his report in the Huffington Post, he calls glutathione the mother of all antioxidants, the master detoxifier, and the maestro of the immune system. You can't get much better praise than that. So glutathione is the most critical and integral part of your detoxification system. The most amazing thing about glutathione is that toxins actually stick to it so that they can then be carried out of the body through the bile and through the stool. So if you just get avocado into your diet every single day, that's what these foods are all about, they're going to be having a constant, never-ending cleansing action in your body. Plus, of course, if nothing else, 1/2 cup of avocado has got a great whopping big cleansing 8 grams of dietary fiber. So just amazing, a great reason to get loads of avocado in your diet, and they're my number one favorite cleansing food. So number two is cabbage. Now cabbage is part of the cruciferous family of vegetables and it provides super nourishment across a whole variety of nutritional categories. It's a really excellent source of vitamin K and C, along with being a really good source of fiber, folate, vitamin B6, and two of my favourite alkaline minerals, manganese and potassium. It contains fibre and antioxidants and these alkaline minerals and more good fats, which just makes it a really good all-round cleanser. But cabbage is particularly famed for being really powerful at cleaning the GI tract and for being an anti-inflammatory, which is always hugely beneficial when you're trying to cleanse your body. Now, of course, cabbage is associated with a good old cabbage soup diet of the 80s and the 90s, but please don't let that put you off. Cabbage is a really great food to cleanse your body all year round as part of your everyday alkaline life. Food number three that I want to discuss here is kale. Now, kale is one of my favourites. It is a super, super alkaline food. It's a green leafy vegetable, which is always a good start, and it's a natural antioxidant and natural anti-inflammatory. These two things together help to naturally detoxify your body while keeping you feeling healthy, alkaline, and full of energy. Now, kale is also really rich in loads of vitamins, including vitamin A, K, and B6. But I love to recommend kale so much because it is such a super, super source of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is, of course, an incredible substance for helping to clean and rebuild fresh new blood cells. So it's really, really important on a cleanse to be cleaning your blood, and getting a big boost of chlorophyll is always fantastic. It's also really high in vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C, and being leafy green, it is such an alkaline power food. So get loads of kale every day. It's one of my favorite things to juice, and it's just so delicious, lightly steamed with some nice Himalayan salt on top, some olive oil. Yum, kale is delicious, don't overlook it. So on to the next food. We're talking about cucumber. Now, cucumber is so fantastic for cleansing, and it's really, really, the thing I love most about cucumber is because it's so versatile. It basically forms the base for every single alkaline soup, smoothie, and juice. It gives you a really alkaline, really nutritious base that tastes great for so many delicious recipes. The water content of the cucumber also contributes to why it's so great to eat and why it's so cleansing. I mean, nearly 95% of the cucumber is made up from water, making it so hydrating and at the same time providing a vast amount of antioxidants. So get loads of cucumber in. It's so easy to fit into your diet. Again, you know, you can use it in every single juice, smoothie, and soup that you make, which means you're going to consume a load of them when you're actually doing a cleanse. But even when you're not doing a cleanse, get cucumber in every single day. So next we're talking about spinach, which was always going to feature on my list. Spinach will feature on every list I ever make about foods, no matter what the topic. Spinach is one of the most nutritious and alkaline vegetables you can possibly eat. The health benefits of spinach, I mean, there's no way that I can include them all here, but no matter what your goal, you are going to get huge benefits from getting a lot of spinach in. Research has shown that there's a huge variety of antioxidants in spinach, which really do act as a really strong anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer agent. Spinach has also got so much of the alkaline minerals, the vitamins, and the healthy fats that we're looking for, and all contributing towards the reduction of so many different health conditions, especially those related to oxidative stress. So again, as with kale, as with cabbage, as with most of these other foods that are on this list, spinach contains a huge amount of chlorophyll, so it's going to be really helpful in cleansing the colon and cleansing the blood, which again is always going to be recommended on the alkaline diet, and especially when you're trying to cleanse your body. Next up, we've got broccoli, which is another super, super, super alkaline superfood. It's been proven over and over again in scientific literature to be incredibly powerful in inhibiting cancers, supporting the digestive system, the cardiovascular system, the detoxification process in the body, and also supporting the skin, metabolism, immune system, as well, of course, as being anti-inflammatory and full of antioxidants. It contains a really useful but really unusual combination of three different phytonutrients, and this combination allows the consumption of broccoli to have a really strong impact on your body's natural detoxification system. So broccoli is a really good one to have every day when you're trying to cleanse, keep those acids at bay, and get those acids out of your body. It is so delicious steamed or raw. I know a lot of people are like, raw broccoli, how can you possibly do that? Quick tip, just shave it really finely into your salads. You can get a whole heap of broccoli into your salads, even into your soups, into anything that you're eating. Just shaving the top of the broccoli head off into your food, it sneaks it in. Great little tip. But it's so good for you to have raw. But if you're going to cook it, steam it. Don't boil it, don't microwave it, don't nuke it, don't kill all those amazing nutrients. It also contains loads of vitamin A, it contains loads of vitamin K, and it helps keep the metabolism of the super important vitamin D in balance. So broccoli, 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 big one, include it every single day. Celery is next up. Again, celery is something that I love in the same way as I love cucumber, in that celery forms the base of loads of my meals. It's so full of water content and fiber, which makes it quite unique, and that makes it brilliant for cleansing. It's really good for having strong antioxidants and strong anti-inflammatory properties, but it's also a really good source of vitamin C, folic acid, B6, B1, and one of the best alkaline minerals you want to be consuming, which is potassium. It's often overlooked. Not that many people are consuming celery every day at all. But it's a really, really great food to complement your meal because it's full of so much fiber and it's full of so much water content. So it's going to be cleansing every time you eat it. It's always going to be a good base for any alkaline juice that you make. It gives it a really nice peppery taste. And it's one of the most common ingredients that I include in my alkaline cleanses for a reason. It is really good at cleansing your body. So next up, we have ginger. Now, ginger possesses so many therapeutic properties that I couldn't even list them all here. It's such a strong antioxidant and it helps to inhibit the formation of inflammatory compounds and has really strong, direct, scientifically proven anti-inflammatory effects. Ginger promotes detoxification in the body specifically by increasing the movement of food through the intestines, primarily thanks to these compounds that are amusingly called ginger rolls, which I just love, and another compound that I can't pronounce properly called shogaols. Check out the slide for how it's spelled. You can pronounce it however you want. But ginger is a really, really good one to put in there because it's so easy to just put in so many of your meals. If you like the taste of ginger, there's no reason not to include it in all of your meals, pretty much. I mean, I grate it onto vegetables, I put it in juices, I have it sliced up in teas. I just eat it raw, to be honest. It's fantastic in juices and soups and smoothies because it gives it that lovely zing. I really love ginger. It's fantastic if you're starting to feel under the weather. It boosts your immune system. But of course, like I said, thanks to those compounds, including the ginger oils, it specifically helps the detoxification process. So that's why I love it so much, and that's why I always include it on a cleanse. Now, last but not least, these foods are in completely non any particular order. They're all super important. We're talking about garlic. Number 9 is garlic. Now, garlic has got a huge reputation for being a cleanser and a detoxifier in the mainstream media as well as in natural health circles. It's got a huge reputation and it's absolutely delicious in all of your meals. Include it in every single meal. Now, the sulfur compounds in garlic are what gives it such magic powers. Now, there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of well-studied sulfur molecules in garlic. These have all been through the scientific literature and they've all been proven to have absolutely incredible antioxidant effects. In addition, the garlic also gives you anti-inflammatory benefits, which again, we've said so many times now, is so important on a cleanse. It's so important to focus on anti-inflammatory foods on a cleanse. I can't stress that enough. And it's also an excellent source of manganese, B6 and vitamin C. Now, I use garlic every day without fail, and I love how much it boosts the immune system. I love how alkaline it is, and I love the way it makes my food taste. So that's another one that you want to include every single day.
Fantastic. So right below this video, you're going to see a full text version of this guide we've just delivered to you here in the video, plus links to all of the recipes that we've talked about, the transcripts of this, the slides, and an audio version. So you can put it onto your iPhone, your iPod, or whatever you want, and you can listen to all of this information whenever you want. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to be hosting the world's biggest ever live alkaline diet Q&A sessions. This is going to be so much fun. So in these live webinars, you're going to get the chance to ask me any alkaline diet, alkaline water, nutrition, health, any question you like about getting alkaline, and I will be answering every single one of those questions. This has never been done before, and it might never be done again. I may never do this again after I've subjected myself to it once. So look out for this on my email, on the blog. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be telling you all about it. It's going to be a fantastic session. I've no idea how long the session will last for. It could be an hour, it could be 2 hours, it could be three, it could be four, just however long it takes me to get through all of your questions. So in the meantime, let's get started right away by eating these foods that are on this alkaline cleanse resource now. And if you've got a question, as ever, just scroll right to the bottom of this page and you'll see a comments box. Leave me a comment there and I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Again, in the meantime, let's just start focusing on these cleansing alkaline foods right away, and I promise you, you're going to be feeling fantastic within 24 hours from now, and you're going to be feeling out of this world by this time next week when I'm back with my next resource for you. So stay alkaline, have fun, and as ever, get in touch if you've got any questions.